I am now joined in the studio by Greg Karlick, who is here to tell us about the Ketchikan Community Foundation and their next grant cycle. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing well. And tell me a bit about the Ketchikan Community Foundation, what it is and what it does.
Yeah, so the Ketchikan Community Foundation is a group organization that has built up a endowment fund over the, almost 10 years now, I think. And now we are able to grant out money back to our nonprofits. So what it is in an endowment fund, it's kind of like the permanent fund is what I try and tell people. So we've built a principal amount of money. I think we just hit over $900,000 in our endowment fund. And so we grant money back to the local community off the interest and the profits that we make off the endowment fund. So this year we've got $25,000 to grant back out to our community for the 2022 grant cycle that is open right now. If you're a nonprofit, a 501c3 nonprofit, you're able to apply. Go to our website, ketchikancf.org, and you'll see grants as one of the tabs, and you can apply online through that, through our website.
And you have different themes that you cycle through, so to speak.
Correct.
And what is the theme this year?
So we've had 3 years or three different themes, one each year. So this year, 2022, is physical and emotional support. So anything you can think of that can fall in that category, we kind of keep them broad so we get everybody a chance to apply for a project that can fall in that kind of category. So physical and emotional support for the community is the theme this year.
And it's something that either you could pick one nonprofit or you could pick multiple nonprofits.
Right. For the most part, we have been picking at, anywhere from like 5 to 9 different nonprofits or even more if the projects are correct and if they're not correct, but if they're
deemed worthy, whatever.
Deemed worthy, that's a good way to put it. Deemed worthy enough, and we have enough money.
Yep, money is a big part of it.
That's huge. So we got to give away $25,000 this year to as many good projects as we can, or even maybe one good one, right, or one big one. But that's kind of our little teaser for next year is we are going to add a fourth year theme next year, and it's kind of a project that we are wanting to do, one big project.
But yeah, they were on. I think you were on, or someone else was on, talking about that a while back about that plan
one large project. So, but that will
that's next year.
We'll come back and talk about that after this grant cycle, which closes February 25th at 5 p.m. So for this year's 2022 cycle. Physical and emotional support. You got 2 more weeks to get your grant in or your application in. See what you can do for $25,000.
And my understanding is it's not a very complicated process?
No, we've tried to keep that application as simple as possible. It is online, though, and you do have to provide some documents that you are a 501c3, and all that will go up to our parent foundation, the Alaska Community Foundation, that we are affiliate of. They go through all that kind of process and make sure you're all good to go. And then the applications come to us, and we'll go through them and decide after the 25th.
Sometime after that.
Yeah.
And then a word from then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, if people wish to apply, where do they go?
It's on our website. It's ketchikancf.org. So Ketchikan spelled out, the letter C and the letter F, then .org.
All right. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
No. We appreciate all the support that we have from our donors and our great nonprofits and their projects that they do put on. And we're excited to help out some more projects this year. And then again, look out for the more information about next year's big fourth year large grant application or process.
All right. So keep your ideas going and together. Yeah. And again, the deadline's coming up. So if you wish to apply for this grant cycle, now is the time.
Now's the time.
Thank you very much. Greg Karlick again with the Ketchikan Community Foundation.